the Browns have confirmed this morning they are talking with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel today about their head coach opening. McDaniel fired by Miami last week after four seasons. McDaniel was the Browns receivers coach back in 2014. McDaniel is expected to soon interview for openings with the Falcons, the Ravens, and the Titans. Well, we could find out today if the Browns have made the cut. Word is that former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spent the weekend narrowing down the list of teams he'll talk to about their openings this week. Harbaugh decided he'll only talk to maybe 2 to 4 teams and could make a decision about where he's going to end up by the end of the week. Wild card weekend in the NFL playoffs comes to an end tonight. Pittsburgh Steelers entertain the Houston Texans in the AFC. Steelers have lost 6 straight postseason games dating back to 2016. Meanwhile, the Texans close out the regular season with 9 straight wins, but they got to try to win their first road playoff game in franchise history. Houston right now 0-6. Things have not gone as expected for the Cavaliers this season. Injuries and lack of effort at times has led to a record of 22-18. However, head coach Kenny Atkinson believes if you stick to the plan, things will work out in the end. Really?
When you look at the expected stuff versus, it's insane. But you would like to think it turns, right? Over an 82-game season, we're going to get, you know, the shooting luck swinging our way. Like, our process is really, it's right. It's good they know that's how I work. As long as our process is right, the results will eventually come, and I think they will.
Cavs back in action. Time to entertain the Utah Jazz. Cavs coming off a win against Minnesota on Saturday. Meanwhile, Kevin Love and the Jazz coming to town following a 55-point loss at home to Charlotte on Saturday. Wild card weekend wrapping up tonight. Steelers and Texans live here on 92.3 The Fan. Coverage starts at 7:30. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas. Up next time for Baskin and Phelps here on 92.3 The Fan.
You can now stream The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima live on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel every weekday from 6 till 10 a.m. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan YouTube page now for free. Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Mike McDaniel, welcome back to Cleveland. Wonder if he's putting together a PowerPoint as to why he should get this job rather than why Kyle Shanahan should get out of his contract. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's behind the glass, but sitting in the Andy Baskin chair today. Guy with a windscreen that's the oddest shaped windscreen I think I've ever seen.
Well, it's a little deformed because it's been in my...
smushed into your bag?
Smashed into my bag,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Daryl Ryder.
Hello. They're bringing in Kyle Shanahan's court reporter to see if he wants to be the next head coach of this football team.
How's that going to go? Hey, we know about 10 years ago you put together this PowerPoint to get Kyle out of his deal, and then you left with him. But we love you now, and come on back.
By the way, culturally, nothing has changed in the building. We still have people that aren't coaches telling coaches who to play a quarterback. The truth.
How do you think that's going to work?
Probably not well, but we'll see. I'm sure if they throw enough in the form of zeros and millions of dollars his way, he'll cope and deal with it. Just like every other head coach that's come through here has for a period of time.
Here's what's going on today in our show. Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram and BrownZone.com is going to join us at 11.
Scotty!
Our buddy from the Browns Radio Network, Tyvus Powell, will join us at 11:40. He doesn't get a Tyvus?
Tyvus!
Hello, Tyvus! There you go. Oh, we're going to do an NFL playoff rapid fire. What a great weekend. Wild card weekend was, there were some phenomenal games. The worst game of the bunch was not a bad game, and that was last night's.
Right, and it wasn't a bad game.
And it wasn't a bad game.
It just wasn't...
The others were.
It was a defensive slugfest.
Right. The others were extraordinary. So we'll talk about that. There's some goodies coming up in the show that you're not going to want to miss. Falcons owner Arthur Blank talking about what an owner should and shouldn't do. And it's not in relation to our owner, but I think what Blank said is fascinating. A Hall of Fame quarterback extolling the virtues of a Kevin Stefanski offense. That's coming up in the show. And, of course, we'll be just discussing this stuff all day long because it's cooking right now. So, again, here's where it is. Mike McDaniel, former Dolphins head coach, former Browns wide receiver coach, really good offensive mind, well-respected in the league, interviewing with the Browns today. Browns have confirmed that. John Harbaugh, according to Adam Schefter, has narrowed it down to about four teams, one of them the Cleveland Browns. That's interesting. Jay Glazer from Fox Sports saying the Browns really want to keep Jim Schwartz and are trying to tie him to any deal that they might do with another coach, which we're going to talk about because that one makes no sense to me. We'll explain that. Let's start with Mike McDaniel. You fire a coach who was an offensive coordinator, and after 6 years, and sometimes it's time to move on. And again, hard to justify 8 wins in 2 years.
Right.
Get all that. But the guy you fired is being highly requested by other teams for interviews. Kevin has, gosh, Daryl, Ravens, Raiders, Titans. Who else is he interviewing with? There's somebody else too. So Kevin's already been making the rounds and is considered, oh, the Giants.
Yeah, Giants, Raiders, Falcons, Titans.
There's four that he's definitely interviewed with already. So he's chatting.
I think Dolphins, too.
So teams are wanting to talk to him, if nothing else.
Horrible coach. Good thing the Browns got rid of him. And nobody wants to talk to this guy. What a bum.
And then you're bringing in Mike McDaniel today, who I think is a really interesting guy, and I love listening to him talk. He's the anti-Kevin, as in he'll tell you something, but you might not understand a word of what he's saying.
That is true.
It really is.
If you want to know how the Mike McDaniel experience will go here in Cleveland, I advise you to go back and watch the Hard Knocks. I think it's the in-season with the AFC East or something. The Dolphins were featured. His team meetings are awkward. I will say that he is a very awkward speaker in team meetings, but he's also a very good teacher.
When you hear him in game on live interviews, he couldn't be more cordial and everything else. I would think if the Browns fans who didn't like Kevin and his approach will feel exactly the same way about Mike McDaniel.
Right.
He's not a screamer, yeller, screamer in your face. He's more of a cerebral type of guy, teacher like Kevin is. I would think that the same folks who hated Kevin will hate Mike McDaniel.
Probably. And I mean, look.
If Mike were to get the job.
I think a lot of these guys aren't going to be liked by fans based off press conferences. And what I will tell fans is the press conferences are not supposed to be entertaining. They're not. They never have been. The difference is they're broadcast live
now. Just say that again, would you?
Press conferences are never meant to be entertaining.
There you go.
And they're also different now because we're all on stage asking the questions. There's no back and forth. There's no, you said this. Can you clarify that? You know, I just want to make sure I got that right.
You get called on. You get your chance, and then it's over.
Or you're, competing with 50 other people in the room to try and get a question in and things like that. So, yeah, they're not meant to be entertaining. These coaches, their jobs are not to sit out there and entertain fans in their press conferences and tell jokes and knee slappers and all those things. Their job is to keep things as close to the vest as they possibly can, to say a lot while saying absolutely nothing, which is something that Kevin Stefanski was very good at. He'd answer questions. Now, he wouldn't actually answer a lot of questions, but he would give you something that you could at least, use as a soundbite or as a quote, but the whole judging coaches by press conferences thing, I think that's new to fandom because these things used to never be carried live. Now we carry them live. The team carries them live. Partners,
cut up, put on social media.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
Yeah, they get posted to YouTube, this, that, and the other, and. They used to be very informal settings, and now it's a very formal setting. It's just the whole thing has changed and evolved over the years, but
which is okay. But
there's
but
a lot of really,
you do have to realize what it is.
Yeah, and there's there's a lot of really good people on this list, which now I believe is up to 12 for the Browns. There's a couple of surprising names on the list. There's a couple of names that not every fan has heard of on the list. And oh, by the way, this coaching search is going exactly how Andrew Berry told us it was going to go a week ago.
From the outside looking in, if you're looking at 8, 10, 12 different candidates, it almost feels like you don't know what you're looking for.
Well, you don't know also, too, if some of the guys that you do want to talk to you, or if you're going to get the opportunity to pitch them and have them pitch you. Say Mike McDaniel or John Harbaugh.
The organizations are getting interviewed by the candidates as much as the candidates are getting interviewed by the organization.
100%. So you got to cast a wide net. And Barry talked about this last Monday. I played a lot of that sound on my show with Nick Padone yesterday just for fans to get a more crystallized picture and understanding of how this thing is operating, because I understand where you're coming from, Jeff. The variety of names, the different levels as far as where they're at in their career. It like when you look at it on paper, I get it might look like an aimless coaching search because it's all over the place. But also at the same time, Barry said, "Hey, you know, some guys are going to be a fit for us that aren't a fit elsewhere." And no one interviewed Kevin Stefanski when we did, and we ended up hiring him, and he won 2 Coach of the Years. Now, granted, I don't know that you want to take a victory lap about hiring a guy you just fired, but that's just me. But I understand where Andrew's coming from, yeah. and the message he was, you know, trying to convey, not just to us but to fans as well. So they said they were going to cast a wide net. I think the 12 names, I think you made the point pretty well. The mission accomplished. It's a pretty wide net.
Well, if 2 guys who you would think might be at the top of the list now were guys who weren't even available when Kevin was fired.
Correct.
Harbaugh and McDaniel. And those are the guys with coaching experience. We haven't heard Mike McCarthy's name. Are they gonna talk to McCarthy? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
We'll see.
The young passing game coordinator of the Rams, whose name is out there right now.
Does Mike McCarthy even want to talk to them? That's also part of this process. Like,
who knows?
Just because a guy isn't on the list doesn't mean that the Browns didn't have interest.
And they've interviewed Mike before, so they might, you know, maybe mutually they came to a conclusion about each other. Who knows? But it seems odd to me. All right, we're going to interview an offensive coordinator from Baltimore and Todd Monken. We're going to a passing game coordinator from the Rams, who's like 33 and a year out of being a receivers coach at Iowa State.
Right.
It's like, well, what are you really looking for here? And if you're interviewing guys who you think, okay, well, we're going to talk to these guys and then they can be coordinator candidates. You going to tell John Harbaugh who you think the best coordinator should be?
No.
If you happen to hire Harbaugh?
No.
Even if you hire McDaniel, hey, by the way, we think this guy'd be a great offensive coordinator for you, even though we hired you because of your offensive mind.
Right.
It seems to me right now you're throwing a lot at the wall and just trying to see what sticks. And maybe that's the best way to go. I don't know. And ultimately, what Dan and I said, Daryl, what we would ultimately love is to hire your own John Harbaugh, your own Mike Tomlin, your own guy who becomes your coach for the next, you know, 8 to 10 years and becomes a coordinator who finds himself as a head coach.
6 years ago, they thought that was Kevin Stefanski.
And it was for a while. And then they turned away. I do find it interesting that, and I get it. I mean, we all know that it's actually true. Sometimes time for a new voice. Sometimes doesn't fit, doesn't work in this situation. But I do find it interesting that in this cycle, the hiring cycle, Kevin's a highly sought-after candidate. As soon as Mike McDaniel was let go in Miami, he became a highly sought-after candidate, at the very least as an offensive coordinator. But teams are going to talk to him as a head coach.
Right.
And it's fascinating to me. Another team's cast-off might be another team's prize. And you're maybe just shuffling coaches here. Maybe you should have just stuck to what you had and worked your way through it, especially if you weren't going to change the general manager as well.
you're not going to get an argument from me. I'll say this about the coordinator thing. If you hire Dan Pitcher.
Yep, Cincinnati's offensive coordinator, who doesn't call plays.
Correct. You can tell him Jim Schwartz is going to be your defensive coordinator. You don't have to worry about the defense. You can pick your OC, but we got the defense covered. Now, Jim Schwartz isn't going to stay if it's Aiden Durdy, right? Defensive guy, or Chris
Jesse Minter.
Yeah, like if it's a defensive guy, there's no reason for Jim Schwartz to stay because you're sitting there saying, what the heck? I just gave you 3 great years. I turned Myles Garrett into a future Hall of Famer, and I'm not good enough to get the job? Well, no, I'm not going to stay. But if it's a young offensive guy, I definitely see a scenario where Schwartz would be willing to stay. He is under contract for another year.
See, that's what I – let's get into that next. If Jay Glazer's report is right, no reason to think it's not, and the Browns are trying to retain Jim Schwartz and put him with a guy they hire, it begs the question to me, why don't you just hire Jim Schwartz? Daryl's in for Andy, 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Menigan's behind the glass. Somebody's answering phones. Dan, is Cam back there? Somebody's answering phones. By God, you call, somebody will answer. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl in for Andy.
The weather outside is terrible. Perfect time to think about spring projects. Well, let Extend Technologies think about it for you. Imagine.